Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayoyme lezarecho etein es ha'oriz hazois. This nevuah that Avram had was an unbelievable nevuah. He's being told, children, lezarecho to your children. That's one nevuah. Two, es ha'oriz. Imagine how happy Avram was with that nevuah. And then, Vayivin shom izbech la'Hashem. So Avram builds a mizbech la'Hashem hanira ilov. He built a mizbech that Hashem appeared to him. And Rashi says, why did he? Rashi says, al besuras hazera, val besuras hazera, is having children and is receiving a. The Rashi is with Rashi. And he says, what does it mean? It's telling us how much the Ribbono Shel'olam loved the Ribbono Shel'olam. What an unbelievable Ribbono Shel'olam. Hashem now and told him he's going to have children. He's going to get to Israel. But that doesn't count compared to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him. When Avram built his Mizbech, you know why he built it? By Yivis Bech Lashem. Why? Not because of the children. Not because of Israel. Hanira Ilov. Because Hashem appeared to him. That was a big to him. What a love he had for the. Now, if you take this Arachayim HaKadosh and you carry it a little further, at the end of this week's practice, he has a Bris Milah. And during this time, he knows now he's going to have children. You would think, time for this news. Wouldn't he, shouldn't he share it with Sarah and tell her, you know what, Mitzvah, we're going to have a child? Why doesn't he tell her? And the Ramban asks, this is next week's parasha. And the Ramban says, one thing happened after the other, there wasn't time. And then he had the Bris Milah. And after the Bris Milah, he didn't have koyach to tell his wife. Was talking to him right then. What do we to the Rabbani? Greatest thing possible for Avram. Much more exciting than the fact that he's going to receive. I've got a mitzvah to do. I've got guests. And he goes running to take care of his guests. You know how much he had? He couldn't talk even. But he's got a mitzvah to do. You see the chavivas, how much he loved mitzvahs. Nothing else in life mattered to him, just mitzvahs. Contrast that with Lot in this week's parasha. You have Lot. First of all, Vayisa Lot es Einov. Lot lifts up his eyes. He sees this cold kick. He sees the five boroughs. Sodom, Amora, right? He sees the five boroughs. The glimpse. They came and they captured Lot. And when they took him, it says, "Vayik Lot." They took Lot. Ves kol ruchushoy, possessions. Ben, he was the posuk is seemingly out of order. The posuk says they took Lot. They took Lot. Ben Achi Avram. Ves kol ruchushoy. They took. You know who Lot was? He was his rechush. He was his possessions. You can identify him with his possessions. And then it continues. Ben Achi Avram. He was also Ben Achi Avram. He happened to be his nephew as well. But that wasn't the main. The main person he was his rechush. Name them after him. He called the city Noivach. Rashi says, Vayikra lo. He called it. The word lo is written without a doggish. Hey harof, it's a soft hey. The word lo without a doggish is the word loy. It didn't have a kiyum. These cities lost their name. The cities of Chavis Yoer, villages, they became big cities. And these cities disintegrated. Why is that? His city, Noivach, disintegrated. Why was that? What's it teaching you over here? What it's telling you over here is that it is legitimate to name a city after you as your possession. But you don't name a city your name. Washington was named Washington. To call cities, villages, Chavis Yoer, villages of Yoer, it's his possession. That's okay. But to call a city Noivach, your name, that means you're identifying yourself with your Gashmias. That has no kiyum. That disintegrated. You can call your store Mendelssohn's Pizza. It's the pizza of Mendelssohn. But you don't call it Mendelssohn. That's not who you are. Loit, who was he? Eskol Ruchushoi. He was his possessions. And then the pasuk continues. Vayelechu, and they went. Vuhu Yoishe Bistoim. He was sitting in Stoim. The end of the pasuk should have been at the beginning. Should have said, Loit was in Stoim. And they came there, and they took Loit away. Why does it say at the end of the pasuk? So the Baal Shem Tov has a famous yesoid. The person is where his mind is. And I can imagine where a lot of your minds are now with what's happening. So, Loit had one thing on his mind, his gashmis, his possessions. They took him away. The who, where was he? Who Yoshev Bistoim. Even after they took him away, he was still in Stoim. He was connected to his gashmis. That's what he cared about. It's like the lawyer once. He was in a car accident and he's got his BMW 7 Series. It's smashed to pieces. And this policeman comes over to him and he sees him crying there and he says, you lawyers, all you care about is money. You didn't even notice. You lost your arm in the accident. You don't even care about that. And the lawyer looks down and says, oh no, my Rolex. This was Loit. Loit. Kol Ruchushoi. He identified himself with his possessions. On the other hand, go back to Avram. Avram was exact opposite. The pasuk tells us the Mishnah tells us by Avram, he had an eye in Toiva, a good eye. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos explains, what does it mean in Ovis when he says he had a good eye? It means Midas Histapkus. He was happy with what he had. He didn't need luxuries. And the Rambam says, where do we see that he was happy with what he had? Because in this week's parasha, he says, when Melech Sodom wants to give him the spoils from the war, he refuses it. And he says that you shouldn't say, Ani Ashar is Avram, I made Avram rich. So you see, he refused the spoils of war, it means he's happy with what he has. But the kasha is obvious. Where do you see he's happy? He said there's a reason why he didn't take it. He didn't want Melech Sodom to say, I made Avram rich. So there was a special reason. Otherwise, maybe he would have taken it. So where do you see over there the Midas Histapkus? So the answer is also very simple. It's a logical answer. I'm sure you all know the famous story of somebody who, there was a flood coming, Hurricane Katrina, they tell everybody, leave your homes. And the son decides, here's a munin, the Rabbeinu Shlom, he stays. And then the waters are coming and his home starts getting flooded. He goes up to the second floor. They come around boats to get him. They go, no, he has bitoch. Then he goes, then it's already up to the roof of his house. He's going to the top of the roof. I have a munin, I have bitoch. And they come with a helicopter. No, no, it's okay. There's a Rabbeinu Shlom. And then eventually, he drowns. And so when he drowns, he comes up to Shemayim. And in Shemayim, he says, what happened? I had a munin, I had bitoch. They say to him, what do you mean? We sent you a warning. We sent you a boat. We sent you a helicopter. You didn't take the opportunities. Now imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, you're going to get rich. And all of a sudden, I know if this happened to me, an opportunity came up. I would say, this is the story of the helicopter. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to take this. Melech Sodom tells Avram, take it. And you make cheshbon. I'm not allowed to refuse it. Ribbono Shel Olam promised me, this is how he's giving it to me. If I refuse it now, the Ribbono Shel Olam will say I blew it. It's my job to accept it. It's a mitzvah to accept it. How is it possible for him to refuse it? How is it possible to see the emes? There's only one way he could see the emes. Somebody who's happy with what he has. He's not looking, oh, I want to get the money. A guy like that can think straight and realize, the Ribbono Shel Olam promised it to me, but this isn't the way he meant. Obviously, he meant it a different way, I should get it. Only somebody who has that middah is able to do it. In this week's parasha, it says, Avram is told, go out and count the stars, im yochel isparesom, if you can count them. And then it says, Vayoyma, a second Vayoyma. First he says to him, go and count the stars, you can count them. Then, Vayoyma again, Koyezerecha, so should be your children. Why does it say twice Vayoyma in one monologue? It's one statement. Also, go and count the stars and count them. Let the Rebbe Yishlam just say, let your children be like the stars of heaven. What does he mean? Go and count them, if you can count them. Pshat is like this. Vayoyimah, he said, let me explain it first with the story, the truth is. Maybe you've heard this story, it's a beautiful story, a famous story, but it really brings out the point. There was a Yid who was always makpid to dam with a minion. And he arrived, and Eretz Yisrael, his plane was delayed, and by the time he gets to Yerushalayim, it's 2 a.m. And he has enough Maariv, and he wanted to get a minion, it's impossible. He goes to Shtiblach, and he tries to get a minion. There's one other person there, and he realizes it's not going to happen. So he thinks of an idea, somebody who really cares and wants, is creative. And he calls up a taxi company, says, please send me 8 taxis to this address. They said they only have 5. So he calls up another taxi company. 8 taxis arrive at the same time. Where's the simcha? People need rides? There's no simcha. Need you to have Maariv. You put on your moneh, your clock, and whatever it costs, I'll pay you. Come and have Maariv with me. They look at him as a little strange, but you're paying, no big deal. And they all go in. Some of them he has to give yarmulkes to. They come in and daven. He finishes Maariv. He goes over to the first man and says, hey, I'd like to pay you. And the man says, Ata tzaddik, you were willing to do this. Pay, I don't want money from someone like you. No way. He goes to the next one. And he says, this is the first time I daven. Every one of them refused to take money. What do you see with this story? Either somebody and also Rebbe Yishlom gives siyata d'shmaya. You've got to do the best you can in life. That's all Rebbe Yishlom wants from you. He does the rest. Vayoyimei says to Avram, your children go and count the stars. The second Avram hears that, go and count the stars. It's not possible. Nachash Baruch Hu said so. He runs outside. 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's counting the stars. He's counting. Vayoyim Nachash Baruch Hu says to him, what you're doing is impossible. But you're trying. You heard him. Now, Koi Yezarecha. That's how your children should be. Your children should be doing what you're doing now. Always trying to do the impossible. Never give. At the end of this week's parasha, it describes Yishmael, and it says, "V'hu yeye pera odom." He will be a wild person. So it shouldn't say pera odom by his godel, a big. Is wild. He walks around on 2 legs. But his essence, his real personage, is not an Odom, wild, who is a person. And he says, and you're going to see history, the Chofetz Chaim says, particularly towards the end of, they're going to. He puts on a suit, and he's a lawyer. So he's a wild lawyer. It doesn't make him just up into that he's going to act. There's a He was a little boy. The people came to Reb Chaim, his father, and told him that your son, Velvel, is fighting with the kids outside. So his father called him in, and he said to him, Velvel, was it the beginning of the pasuk or the end of the pasuk? He said, the end of the pasuk. So it's okay, and he let him go. So everybody's standing there astounded. What was that conversation? So afterwards, they asked the Brisker of, little boy at the time, what did your father ask you? So he told him the pasuk in this week's parasha. It says by Yishmael, V'hu yiyeh pera odom. He'll be a wild person. Yodai b'koil. He'll be attacking everybody. V'yad koil boy. And everybody will be attacking him. So, Is it first part of the pasuk? Yod HaBekol, you're attacking everybody? Or is it Yad Kol Boy? Is it, it's the last part of the pasuk. They started up with me. He says, okay, then you can go. It says, Lech Lecha, Lahanoscha, Uratoivoscha. For your benefit, good. So, why is this considered a Nisoyan? If it's for your benefit, for your good, that sounds a pretty easy Nisoyan. So, famous answer, Chaim HaKadosh explains like this, others explain the same way, that the more Hanor there is in a mitzvah, the harder the mitzvah is to do. A person davens in shul on Shabbos morning, a mitzvah, it's matois masei. You go through a long laning, the bar mitzvah boy lane. ...250 psukim, this little boy laning. Every mishaberach, that's the mishaberach for the grandmother's cat. It's unbelievable what goes on there. And then afterwards, you think you're getting to the end of davening. Then the rav speaks for 25 minutes. And then you have a litvak saying kaddish, yizgadeh, shemei... And your mamish, you're going out of your mind. You can smell the kugel, the chant, your mamish. You can't take it anymore. Mamish tzabar achayim. You think davening's over? Announcements. It's very important for you to know that there's going to be a parlor meeting and a tea and a this and that taking place in the next 6 weeks. And this goes on and on. Finally, davening's over. Everybody comes to make kiddush. Their mamish hovering over the chant there. Nobody used to make kiddush before the rav. How can they do that to people? Nebuch. The mouth's watering, the women are talking, and the men's mouths are watering. And finally, the Rav makes Kiddush, and the people dive into the chant, the cake. But then you remember, before you eat, you say, when I'm eating now, the covered Shabbos Kiddush. Yeah, sure, the covered Shabbos Kiddush. The covered my stomach would be more appropriate. Try and eat the covered Shabbos Kiddush. That's not easy to do. That's a hard mitzvah. Avraham Avinu is told, over here you won't have children. Over here you won't have a name. And he's told, all these brachas you're going to over here. And over here, I'm going to make, you're not going to become a great. You're going to have everything. Have your travel. And Avraham has to go, but not go because he's going to get these things. He has to go for one reason. Because Avraham told him. And the pasuk says, Vayelech Avraham, Kasha Dibor Elav Hashem. He went for one reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. That's passing the Nisayon. Shabbat.